Good morning, everyone. My name is Ian Livingston Brooking, a diehard soccer fan, just like millions of people across the world. Welcome to Beautiful Game Weekly, where I will highlight select soccer stories from across the world. But right now, there's really only one soccer story that we are talking about right now. And that is Wayne Rooney to MLS. No, I'm just kidding. But that is a big story. That is an incredibly big story. However, there is one bigger, and it is called the World Cup. So, here's a quick preview of what we are going to get into here this week on this podcast. We are going to talk about a little bit towards the end of the group stages, the knockout stage, and the crazy games we have going on this week. It is all right here. So, with that being said, I'm going to start off with Mother Russia stunning Spain. Andres Iniesta has now officially retired after today. I want to personally thank Andreas for everything he has done for the beautiful game. We cannot thank you enough, but Russia, the host, are through after an incredible penalty shootout. I'm not sure if any of you have watched it, but it really was one of the greater shootouts. But we were even after that Russia game, we're thinking, oh, it can't get any better. And then Croatia and Denmark scored two goals in the first 5 minutes of the match. Granted, it ended 1-1 after 120 minutes. But we saw an incredible, incredible save from Kasper Schmeichel, the Leicester City man, whose father, Peter, led United to glory in the 90s. I mean, he saved Luka Modric's penalty and didn't even allow for a rebound. That was incredible. And then the shootout. It was 3-2, I believe, was the shootout final. What a shootout it was. If you haven't had a chance to look at the highlights, I encourage you to do so. Russia and Croatia move on. The last time we had two games on the World Cup going to penalties on the same day was 1986. The team that played the first game, so what would be Russia's game, because they played first today, advanced to the next round. So does that mean Russia will move on? We'll find out here. And now on to more World Cup stuff. I mean, we were treated to some great games the day before with, seeing two legends in Ronaldo and Messi being knocked out of the group stage. This leads once again to the Messi-Ronaldo debate. Who is better? In my opinion, it is Ronaldo. But Messi is, that does not take away from the fact that Lionel Messi is probably one of the greatest players of all time. To me, Pele is still the greatest of all time, because no player has ever lifted three World Cups, especially before, what, the age of 30? I mean, he was an incredible player. But Cavani is not letting Uruguay down, not letting Uruguay die, and it is going to be an interesting matchup with the youthfulness of France. I mean, we saw Kyle Mbappe, Lautaro score two incredible, incredible goals. Not as great as Pavard's goal. I mean, that goal was absolutely insane. But it was absolutely a great day of soccer. I mean, the World Cup really has been incredible all around, with only one 0-0 draw throughout this entire tournament. How is that even possible? I mean, yeah, soccer is known for its 0-0 ties throughout its history. But for the World Cup to have only one game in, what, 40, 50 matches? That says something, because there could be a Premier League weekend, or even MLS weekend for that matter, where there are 10 games and 8 of them are 0-0 draws. I mean, there's a chance. But for the World Cup for this many goals to be scored on the World Cup level, it's insane. And we have seen some beautiful goals. and some incredible fan bases, incredible stories. I mean, to me, this has been, I've been following the World Cup since 2006, when I got super into soccer at such a young age. This has been the most exciting World Cup I've ever experienced. And that's just from my youthfulness. I know there have been, like, my parents, they have seen lots of World Cups. They were in the United States when the U.S. hosted, and all the buzz that surrounded that. So it has been an incredible, incredible World Cup so far. And that just means it can only get better. Moving on from the World Cup now, we are talking Major League Soccer. While we definitely are going to get to Atlanta United once again, just pulverizing opponents and the Portland-Seattle rivalry, there is a absolutely major name coming to MLS. His name is Wayne Rooney. What was speculated for weeks and weeks that Rooney was coming to United, coming to DC United, it finally has happened. Yesterday, he stepped on the training pitch for the first time. And let me tell you this. This is the player that United, DC needed. Because, yes, Rooney might seem like a washed-up player to some after spending almost 15 years in the Premier League. But I think this is what he needs to revitalize his youthfulness. I mean, I'm not saying he's going to have the impact that Zlatan Ibrahimovic had when he first came to the Galaxy. I don't think you can write that any better. But DC United, they need something. And yes, there are a lot of talented players in USL, in the Premier Development League, in the lower divisions of United States Soccer. But Wayne Rooney to MLS is just a major, major win for not just DC United, but for MLS, for the growth of American soccer, because that just means players like Rooney and Zlatan, they want to come over here to show that they care about the game of soccer and bring it to the Eastern, to the Western Hemisphere, as well as to just keep the sport of soccer around in the United States. That we can't let it get boring like how it has happened in recent years. For instance, like how I can't tell you how many times I've watched, you know, soccer documentaries about how things like the MPSL, like when Pelé came over, George Best, those guys, how teams folded, how leagues folded. MLS has been going strong for 20 years now. And that is something that we need. And for big names like Rooney and those guys to continue to play and come over here, that's huge. His first game is July 14th. I'm going to be trying to go to the Portland DC United game because I am a Timbers fan, RCTID. I'm going to hopefully try to make it up from Myrtle Beach to DC for that game just because I'm a United guy, I'm a Portland guy, and I want to see Wayne Rooney so, so bad. And now to some of the other big stories. Atlanta United absolutely thumped Orlando this past week. And yes, they scored early thanks to probably the guy who's going to win the Golden Boot this year in MLS, Joseph Martinez. But I'm going to tell you this right now, guys. Miguel Amarón is fast. If you need to look at the highlights and see how quickly this guy is. The Eastern Conference is stacked with talent. As is the West, but to me in the East, it is incredible to see guys like Bradley Wright Phillips, Sebastian Giovinco. Now you have Wayne Rooney at DC United. And then pretty much Joseph Martinez and Miguel Amarón. And then you have guys down at, Orlando's not having a great season. They have some talented players down in Orlando. And not to mention former Charleston Battery player Romario Williams, Super Romario. He's on Atlanta United. It is amazing to see what Atlanta United has become. I have ragged on Atlanta United because how they were able to get Mercedes-Benz Stadium, all that stuff. But they really have helped bring the sport of soccer to a major, major market in Atlanta. And that's what MLS needs. And I am really glad that it is there. I am really glad that it's actually kind of close for me because it is 4 hours, but I don't have a car. So hopefully one day when I get a car, I can finally go see an Atlanta United game and be part of the 75,000 people that embrace, you know, the five stripes. But they absolutely thumped Orlando this past week. Atlanta did. And their players that were selected to the MLS All-Star team, a majority of them were Atlanta United players. All of them showed that they deserve to be on that All-Star team. Yes, I know majority of it is fan-picked, but still, the guys that were selected are great players for MLS, for the sport here in the United States. And they're honestly, I'm really interested to see how Juventus handle and see, who knows, maybe this inspires Gigi Buffon to come play over here. I mean, he's been with Juve for, you know, I think 2 decades now. And I think it will be great to see. It's going to be a great day, that MLS All-Star game, because it just goes to show how much the sport of soccer has progressed here in the United States. Lastly, before I get out of here, I want to talk about, again, my Portland Timbers getting their first ever regular season win in Seattle in an incredible 3-2 game that saw 2 goals by Laris Mabiala, who has now scored officially 4 goals in his MLS career. It was great to see the Timbers get a win over Seattle and gut the fish, as we like to say. But we, you know, Portland, and I think they've been unbeaten in 10 straight matches. You know, that first few weeks was hard on Timbers fans, but we are now coming of our own now, and it is, I think Portland, if they can get past a tough stretch of games coming up, they should be able to hold their own in the Western Conference and make a deep postseason run. I'm not going to say that they're going to win MLS Cup. I would love for them to do it again for the second time in 4 seasons. But at the same time, I'm a realistic person. I think we need to add somebody or improve. A player needs to improve drastically in the last few days of the season. Last few weeks, that is. But I think Portland has the chance to make a deep postseason run. So we will see in the coming weeks, especially when they go play guys like LAFC again. They play the Galaxy again with Zlatan, and then Wayne Rooney coming up. That will be a tough stretch for the Timbers. So what do we have this week? Well, we have some incredible World Cup games again. We start off today with Brazil and Mexico. That is, wow. I mean, you can't. What better way to start off your morning? Take a shot of tequila and then just watch some soccer, people. It is going to be an incredible, incredible day for soccer. Incredible week with the World Cup knockout stages happening. And then, you know, later on this week, we will have possibly, potentially, our semifinalists. We will know who will be the final four in the World Cup, Russia 2018. But for now, I have to sign off. I have to actually head into work. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. I have to get into my work groove now. Thank you again for listening. I hope I did this right. I know this was rather short, but I promise you in the coming week, you know, in the coming shows, I'll be doing longer episodes. So until next time, be sure to love the beautiful game, watch the beautiful game, support the beautiful game, and keep the beautiful game beautiful. Thank you so much, guys. Have a great night.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.